NSK on 102.9.
It is 7:45 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. This is Fresh FM with the NSK and Shaquan, Namibia's heart and soul. It's Valentine's Day, man. So what? And he's going to talk, and he's going to talk all things about it right now. Show me love, love.
Treat it like we freaking on a weekend. It's all about love on Fresh FM, the heart and soul of Namibia.
It's 7:45 with the NSK and Shaquan. This is where radio comes alive. And I've got the man, the legend, the myth. He is a certified marriage and relationship counselor. He's a gospel minister, a speaker, and just an all-around lover of life.
Yeah.
If it's someone that I know, that I follow on socials and everything that he does, this man loves life.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to be like him. And I know there's a lot of us that would love to be like him. We've got Abuti John Kamati in studio. Good day, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear. So good to be here.
I would really want to believe that this is your first time on Fresh FM.
Indeed.
It is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Welcome,
Fantastic.
For this is it's an expression of love. I embrace it.
Yes.
With all my...
Okay.
Of everything
that's
that you
fantastic.
Have.
That's fantastic.
Yes, indeed.
You know what? Right off the bat, I want to ask a question,
Abuti
John, in terms of just like relationships, right? There's this saying that my mom always says, right? When you're married and you are in this thing with your partner, right?
Mm.
You never dare to go to bed angry. So now my question is it realistic?
Well,
getting right into it.
Yeah.
It is real. Let me tell you
it's
that.
It's real. Yeah.
And it is necessary for the health of a relationship. And also from a faith perspective, the Lord says, don't go to bed or don't let the sun go down.
Down when
without making peace.
Peace,
Marriage is a relational engagement.
Yeah.
And in relating, we are bound to step on each other's toes. But the foundation of it that undergirds the success of marriage is love. And what is love? One of the qualities of love is that you must be able to forgive.
Mm. Mm.
Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. So you have sinned against me, I cover you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is very important because when you wake up, I saw a video that went viral on social media where a guy said that he was angry with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't talk. Woke up the next morning, she was called dead.
Oh.
And he lived with all this regret to say, I should have, would have.
Yeah.
The beauty of love. The beauty of love is the ability to forgive. That's one of it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Just the reconciliatory part actually makes even this relationship awesome.
Awesome. So, it is somewhat realistic if you probably just consider the other person in the relationship. Maybe that's what I'm taking from it.
That's another definition of love.
Yeah.
Love does not seek its own.
Yeah.
You know, many a times we look at love with this. I always tell people, they say, this guy give me butterflies in the tummy.
Yeah.
This lady give me butterflies in the... I say, if you have butterflies in the tummy, you suffer from butterflycitis. Go and see a doctor.
Okay, but here's
love
another
is work.
Love is work. No, true that. But because we're running a little bit out of time, just another question that I probably just wanted to pick your brain on. How long have you been married for?
I've been married for 32 years this year.
32 years this year.
And I've known my wife in total for 35 years. We dated, courted for 5 years before we got married.
Before you got married. So what would you say is the one thing that you love and appreciate and value the most about the covenant of marriage?
I think really the covenant of marriage, like you say, a covenant, it's not just an agreement, it's not just a contract.
Mm-hmm.
A covenant involves a divine being.
Mm.
And it's the fact that marriage is a God idea.
Mm.
And in all this journey that we have gone, we have made a point not to leave God at the altar, that indeed
we carry him through.
We carry him through. Because that makes it beautiful. Just like you ask, you know, we might step on each other's toes, you know. How do you get it within your heart to be able to forgive? It's because he gives you that strength. He gives you that grace.
Come on.
But also, the beauty about marriage is that you really also learn. It shapes you and it molds you. You know, love wraps off on you. You know, you become more patient. You learn to be more kind. You learn to be more considerate as you stay together. And those are qualities really of love. Love is patient. Love is kind.
It's kind, always.
If you just joined us, we're speaking to John Kamati. He is a certified marriage and relationship counselor. This man is the brain that you'd love to pick when it comes to this sort of thing. Abudi John, I have a query here from Terrence, and it reads, because the question is obviously, what are the common mistakes that we do in a young marriage? One partner opens up to her unmarried friends. All they do regarding about what they do regarding the plans, and hearing this from a best friend. So perhaps the question of opening up to an unmarried friend, is that a factor? Is that something that we need to be scared of? Is that something that we need to that needs to be frowned upon?
I think you need to understand that marriage has got its boundaries. I like the scripture that says that for this reason shall man leave his father and mother, and he shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one. So what is important is therefore the boundaries of your friendships and your relationships. How important are they in terms of expressing and exposing your intimate secrets? In fact, you keep it in the house. One of the biggest mistakes people do is exposing one another.
That is almost like
exposing your partner's nakedness
to the world.
It also speaks about trust. It speaks about maturity. It speaks about, are you dependable? Are you honest in these relationships? So it is very important to recognize that really you cleave together, you become one. And one of the things that will help you to be able to navigate it as a unit or as a union, really, have a marriage vision. Marriage vision becomes like your constitution.
Come on.
You then say that, then you know that these are the to-dos and these are not, you know, it's like the national constitution.
We do not
violate this. We do not just go and take. You can't just go to State House and start taking pictures.
For instance, the constitution.
So what will be part of our marriage vision is that indeed we remain committed to one another in all aspects of our union.
Perhaps also just protecting one another how we step into the world. So maybe another question that I can pose to you right now, also from Terrence, is the conversation of comparing. As in comparing us as a couple to other people, be it people that we see on social media, because we understand the influence of social media today, especially in terms of relationships.
Yes.
So is that one of the common mistakes that you would say that, how does that really impact relationships?
Media has become very influential, especially I think to younger, perhaps not just younger. In fact, I was just speaking to a couple yesterday, and one of the problems is exactly that.
Yeah.
That the one party is so much about
keeping
up with the Joneses. I don't know whether you know that.
No, yes.
You know the song by,
you know
the
song?
The actual theme song of it.
There's a song titled Keeping Up with the Joneses.
You
must play.
I know the song. I've forgotten the artist.
What you need to understand is that we are unique. Each and every one of us. We need to appreciate our idiosyncratic self. And you know, our uniqueness is determined by various dynamics. Culture, personality, our traits, our values. So you cannot want to be somebody else that indeed you aren't. I always tell people, there's no one like you. In all these 8 billion people on the earth.
Yeah.
Be you. Do you. Do your marriage.
Wow.
I want to let you go, my good doctor. I really want to.
But
there's one last thing I need to squeeze in.
I
need to, because I don't get this opportunity to speak to Abudi John, on this type of platforms. Maybe something that we can look at in the for the near future.
By all means.
Yes. Now, Corneille gave us a bit of a different perspective. He's out in Grootfontein, also one of our listeners. He's also married. His message reads, Cornei says the lack of communication and thinking if you apologize first after an argument, you are weak.
Sounds like an ego thing. Pride?
Well, that's one of the biggest issues. Ego comes in. Pride is a killer of relationships, and indeed a killer of opportunities in life. Pride, it says, before a fall comes pride.
My goodness.
Communication, everything is based upon communication. We are communicating, you hear me, you process what I'm saying, and you embrace.
Yeah.
The key in marriage is being able to understand that you can agree to disagree, but yet let it be an agreement because you are two different people. But also very key is learning to manage disagreement, to manage conflict, but most importantly, to have a resolution mechanism, to have a conflict resolution agreement. And therefore enables you to be able to communicate with understanding, with maturity, and also with consideration. Yes.
For the next person. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it depends on circumstances. You know, somebody said, I saw something yesterday where it was, the person said that when a man apologizes, even when he is not
wrong,
he is mature. But when a man,
I was like, please finish the quote. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And a husband will apologize even before he's wrong.
Listen, happy wife, happy home, they say, right?
Yeah.
So, Jane, since we're running a little bit out of time, maybe just a last question. This one, I think it is imperative that we touch on it very quickly, is premarital counseling. How important is it?
Everything requires that you build a foundation that is commensurate with the building that you are building. The deeper the foundation, the longer and the higher the building can go. So part of the questions that you have just spoken here really is part of the problems that we see as marriage counselors. Because people were not, I always said, people invest more in their wedding day instead of investing in their marriage.
Oh my God, I just needed someone to confirm that. Thank you so much.
I think this is something, like, you know, with conversations that we've had also, is that even for me, like, I feel like, not even I feel, I know that when I get married, I'm going straight to court. We have a braai at home or dinner. Everyone goes to their houses. I'm not spending hundreds and thousands and maybe even $1 million on a wedding.
Yes.
But that's a really, really good point because we see that, unfortunately, a lot these days.
Yeah, and I must say that I'm developing an opinion to think that we really need to rethink the amount of money that we put, even if you can afford it. I think it puts things out of context. Marriage is a holy engagement. It's really a sacred engagement, and I find that sometimes now we focus so much on the non-consequentials. We need to put much more emphasis on the substantive issues of this union.
It is John Kamati, certified marriage and a relationship counselor, took some time out in his busy schedule to come speak to us on Valentine's Day, perhaps just to remind you, if you are in a union, that this thing called till death do us apart,
better for worse,
richer for richer is exceptionally important. Your final words, my good sir.
In matters of love, obey the law that matters. Love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor. And remember that your wife, your partner, is actually your neighbor. And with God in it, God is love. Start it with Him. Do it with Him. And I'm sure you will live a blissful union.
Man, thank you so much. This is so inspirational. Trust me, you are officially a friend of Fresh FM. Allow us to abuse you. We are going to be abusers.
I'll just send I'll send you my bank account. Just put me on your salary. Just put me on your
Yeah.
Thank you so much.